He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our hot, boiling studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are on show 364. Interesting gadget for you today. Actually, these are one of the better pair that I found. Let's take a look at this. This is called the Jaybird X3, And essentially what these are is, as you can see, they're headsets. But they're pretty cool. They do some remarkable things, and we'll get to that in just a second. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. Also, you can check out the Gadget Professor anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can just go to thegadgetprofessor.com, our website, and if you scroll down there, you'll see all our, certainly all our broadcast for many, many years at this point, and you can just tune in and watch that. Obviously, we're on pretty much every flat surface that there is, and that would include iTunes, and we do publish occasionally on YouTube, so you can follow us there. But pretty much thegadgetprofessor.com is where you can watch all the shows, and also you can get the show notes. It's simple to do. Just go on to the webpage, go over here on the right-hand side, and right here you'll see newsletter. Just punch your name, your email address in there, and pretty much that's all there is to it, and you'll get the show notes. They come out every Thursday, like the show, and it will tell you everything that we talked about, and it's nice because everything is hot linked. Okay, I might also mention that you could email my, while we're at it, we might as well get all the housekeeping done. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, let's get into the show, and we're going to take a look at these Jaybird X3 Bluetooth headsets. These are really nice devices. There's no question about it. As you could see here, this is what they look like. They're made out of very heavy duty. I hate to use the word plastic, but that's what they're, you know, vinyl, that's what they're made out of. These come in a variety of colors, so don't let the colors scare you by any means. And in the package, you're going to get clearly the Jaybirds. They have an interesting control on it. They're raised buttons, and I really like that. You can feel them at night, and I like that a lot. They're also voice controlled. If you hit the center button, which would be right here, they'll tell you when they're paired, and everything is, it talks to you. It's very nice. They do have to be charged up, and this is the only thing that I hate. Right here you can see the power configuration here, and it does come with this power supply charger, and you know, nothing special about it. It's a USB, and at the end it's a micro USB, but I hate this. This is the charging clip, and you know, oddly enough, it will fit right into the holder here. You can kind of see that right there. So, you know, this is standard, but this is a pain in the neck, because if you lose it, you're stuck. You can't charge the headsets. I hate that. I don't know why they do that, but that's what they do. So essentially, this is going to fit right in like so. And there's a little click in there, so it stays in the socket really good, and then you're going to plug that in. It definitely charges them. There's no question about that, but geez, anywhere you got to go, you got to bring this, and it's a pain, because if you lose this, you got to order another one. And I got to tell you, these things are real easy to lose, and it bugs me. But nevertheless, that's how they decided to charge it. I don't know why. I don't know why they couldn't put a micro USB plug, you know, receptacle on the side here. There's certainly room, but I'm not an engineer, so I don't know. But that's the only downside, is this stupid charging system. That said, there's a lot of good features. It comes with a great, very handy and functional quick start guide, and it's very well detailed. Tells you all the things you can do. What's really nice about this is it has an app, And the app is super because it lets you control and tailor a suit your sound so you can make it more bassy, less bassy. And it also comes with a variety of different pre-cut sounds, if you will. And we'll take a look at that in a second. You're going to get this handy-dandy pouch with a collapsible, I guess, magnetic, whatever it is, a wire. But inside, you got a lot of stuff here. Let's pour this out. A lot of stuff in here. All right, so the charging cable fits in this pouch, so that's easy enough. You're going to get a bunch of different tips to adjust to your ear, so that's all kind of good. You're going to get a couple more of these holders in your ear. I call them ear holders, but you get a bunch of those depending upon the size of your ears. And you're going to get some, you know, the typical clip holders that will hold it to your shirt or whatever. So all that comes included. So let's take a close-up look now at some of the things that make this headset unique. And again, other than the charging, and I can get over that, it does a great job. So let's bring up the web page, and here it is here. So this is the X3, Jaybird X3 wireless sport headphones. These have 8 hours, continually 8 hours, and I have done it for almost 9 hours of playing continuously, so that's pretty good. They are very secure, and they're comfortable, and they come with interchangeable tips, and they'll call these things the fins, but whatever. They fit in your ear really nice. I don't know if you can see, but they're kind of tilted down, and that's to make sure that they stay firmly in your ear. But they basically go in like this, and they are extremely comfortable. I don't know if you can see that, but they're very light. You don't even know that they're in your ear. Very comfortable. They don't fall out. In fact, sometimes when I'm trying to sleep, I'll put these in my head so I can listen to the news or the radio or WBZ in Boston. I always like to listen to that. So they work real well. Again, the sound feature, changing channels, things like that work well here, changing tracks. The other thing that's nice is you're able to take telephone calls out on this. You can take the call or you could cancel the call. And I must say, I must admit that these Jaybird X3s do a phenomenal job of taking telephone calls. I have to tell you, the sound is better than on the microphone, and I'm using an iPhone 6, but I have a couple friends that have these headsets, and they use these X3s, and it really does. It sounds better than the microphone in the phone, so that's really good. These are also sweat-proof and water-resistant, so if you're going to be working out, they're good for that too, and obviously you can play music and take calls, so all that's good. Now, if you look at the site, they come in a variety of colors. They sell for $130. They're not cheap, but they come in black, I don't know, white, a very, very black, I think it's called. They come in, I like this, Road Rash, and you can get them only from Best Buy. That's not true. You can get them pretty much anywhere things are sold with. So let's roll down here. If you buy it from this website, you're going to get a hat for only $10 more. How can you beat that? So again, the website goes through a very detailed analysis of what these will do. Customizable sound, we'll take a look at that in a second. You can pump up the bass or treble to create your own perfect sound quality using the Jaybird app, which is really nicely done. We'll take a look at that. 8 hours playtime, sweat and resistant, we talked about that, water resistant, and secure and comfort. So all that's nice, rugged performance, and they are built very well. There's a bunch of videos, I think 4 videos on the website. So you can just go and watch those at your leisure if you're interested. So let's take a look at some of the nitty-gritty things here. This is also on the Jaybird site, but they talk to you about the app. Now, the app will work on any platform, the iOS or the Droid operating platform, and it works real, real well, powered by Spotify. So you can go in and listen to anything you want, and wave shape, if you will, that's what I call it, the curve, the sound curve. So when you go into the app is totally free. Again, it will work on the Droid operating system or the iOS. But when you go in, you can customize your sound. You can create your own sound profiles, which is really nice. As I said, at night, I typically listen to talk radio, so I'm going to customize my sound wave, if you will, to voice. If you like a lot of bass and music and things like that, you have the ability to do that. It also has all kinds of other equalization programs already loaded in, so if you like rhythm, blues, jazz, so on and so forth, you can download, it actually comes in the app, all kinds of equalization presets, and it works real great with all of those, no question about that. It works real nice. Now, once you adjust the preset, you can actually save it so you don't have to go back. And again, if you're running or doing athletic events with these things on, you may want to customize the sound a little bit differently than if you're sitting and relaxing. This app really allows you to do that. Very simple to use, and it's instant. What I liked about it is I had the headsets on, and as I just take my finger and bring up the bass or down, you could hear the change instantly in the headsets. So all that's great. Now here's, I think, one of the best features, and they don't really promote it a lot, and it actually works. So here's the thing. You remember a couple weeks ago, I don't know, maybe a month ago, I did a show on the Monoprice splitter, and it was a device that you plugged into the headphone jack of your phone or your tablet, whatever the case may be, and it split the sound into two different input jacks for headsets. So what it meant is if you're on a plane or two people want to share the sound from the same movie, one person can have their headset on and the other person, person B, can have their headset on. And it had individual volume controls to control the volume. And that was like $4 or $5. Again, these aren't cheap. These sell for about $129. We'll get to that in a second. But with these, you can pair, okay, two of these to one soundtrack. So if I'm watching a movie on a plane, let's say, and someone else has a pair of J-Birds, you can pair both of these to that same sound source, to that tablet or whatever the case may be, your phone, and also watch the movie, hearing it at the same time, and you have your own adjustable volume controls right here built in on the J-Bird X3. So that's a real nice advantage to these headsets. And again, they're really well made. So all that's well and good. Let's take a look at the website. At least let's take a look at Amazon. And the J-Bird X3s sell for $113, opposed to $129. Now, these are the black color, but if you're cheap like me, I don't care what color. I got the Road Rage. But here they're $104 if you want them in that color. Prime, if you want them in this color, they're $113. And here's what I got. These are $99.96. I don't care what color they are. They're all going to sound the same. So you might as well save yourself some money. And these were on Amazon Prime. Actually, they're on Prime Now, which means if you live in that area where it's served by Prime Now, I got these in 2 hours. I don't know how Amazon does it, but I ordered them, and 2 hours later, I had them. So I'm very pleased with them. I do like them. The only complaint, as I mentioned several times, that I just hate is this. I just don't like having a separate cockamamie charger. It's just a pain in the neck. And yes, you know, they put a little piece of plastic here so it supports it. If it, you know, it won't fall off, but sooner or later you're going to misplace this or use it. So I don't know, you might as well order another one of these now. I don't know what they cost, but I'm sure they're not cheap. But other than that, the J-Bird X3s are fantastic, and I know you're going to like them. Little pricey, but it's the old adage, you get what you pay for. All right, folks, let's take a look at some apps of the day. Got a bunch of them. These, the first ones are primarily for the iOS system, and then at the end, I found the killer app for me, an app that I've been looking for. It's probably been around for a while. I just never found it till last week, and boy, do I like it. So now I have you hooked so you can watch these apps right now. This one's called Ruler Tape Measure. This works real well. It makes your iPhone, and you can get this on the Droid operating system. There's a bunch of these. This one works real nice. It's called Ruler Tape Measure Length, and it does exactly what it says. It, as you drag the phone over whatever it is you're trying to measure, it gives you instant gratification and reads out what the measurement is in case you can't read a ruler. Handy, but it's free, but definitely handy. This next one, I'm a big proponent of all these sleep sound types of machines and relaxing sounds. I love them sometimes when I'm just trying to do work or write a proposal or whatever. I just put these on in the background. For some reason, I like to hear thunder. I don't know why. I've always liked the rain. But they have birds, streams, they have bullfrogs, all kinds of weird stuff. But you can pick what you like. This is called Sleep Sounds, Relaxing Sounds. And it's the true recorded nature's sounds of nature, and it has the ability to auto-time these. It has an alarm clock. All your favorite sounds are there. It's totally free. This is a great app, one of the better ones if you like relaxing sounds. You can try it on your kids. Maybe it will check them out and cool them down if they listen to that. I don't know, but it's a great little app, and it's totally free. This next app I really like, and I use this a lot because I do a lot of photography. This is called Fonta. It's a little design studio, and it gives you the ability to add some really creative fonts to your photographs or pretty much whatever you do. And they're really stylish, high-quality, professional fonts. Add text behind a photo, masking, put your photos inside text so you can have the text letters like hello, and inside you can have the photograph. You can do some really cool things. You can also create all kinds of special effects with this app. Choose a photo from the photo library or take your photo, resize your photo to add various types of filters that come with the app. It's free. Select your fonts, select your artwork. It comes with the artwork. And you can create a mask, which is the technique that I just mentioned about making your letters real thick and then embedding the photograph inside the thickness of those letters. Cool stuff. You can make all kinds of cards, Christmas cards, Hanukkah cards, whatever the case may be. This is free, at least right now. It's called Fonta, a little design studio. I think you're going to like that. Now, this next app is a cool app if you are frequently sharing your iPad or your phone or whatever. This is called Documents Privacy Pro, and Pro Privacy, and it's a totally free app. Works real well, but what it does is it will allow you to password certain types of documents, contracts, whatever the case may be, phone numbers, your contacts, audio, videos, whatever the case may be, and it actually color codes the files. Totally free, very nice, Documents Pro Privacy Manager. This is a great app to have, and if you make yourself the administrator, you have all the privileges of letting who see what, and nice app. This next one is very cool, and I've used this a couple times. It's called Blue Lane. This is nice. It's real-time routing, tracking, and sharing. So if you and someone else has this app loaded onto your phone, this will allow them to share your progress when you're making the trip. Blue Lane allows you to easily share your location and route with anyone. They can track you in real time using a web browser on any device. No additional software to install, no signups, and no new social networks to manage. Track your first half of your marathon and share your progress with your friends. Let your family track you on vacation. Running late, just share your GPS locations with them and they can watch you arrive. The possibilities are endless. This is really nice. You can share messages, mail, Twitter, Facebook, and other messengers and social media accounts. Others can track you using a web on a PC, a Mac, an iPhone, an iPad, and an iPad Touch, or other smart tablets. It doesn't really matter what operating system you're on. You can view the history of all your routes, including total viewers, time, and distance. It's a very, very nice app. Very, very easy to use. Right now, this is totally free. If you use it a lot, they have a pro subscription that will cost you $3 a month, or an annual prescription if you really like it for $20 and it gives you more features. But right now, their basic app, which they typically charge for, to my knowledge, is totally free. So you definitely want to check that out. A lot of apps today. Okay, this is the next before the last app that I think is the killer app. This is called Pixel Plus Camera. This is a wonderful app. It's totally free. This is only available on the iOS, but Pixel Plus turns your phone into a feature pack single lens reflex camera, but with ease and point of shoot. It gives you a point of shoot camera on steroids. This is a nice, really nice app. You can shoot in the automatic mode. Automatic exposure will set your shutter speed and your ISO automatically. You can use this on manual. It lets you get really sharp, vivid colors, all kinds of controls on this. You can do stop motion. You can do slow motion. It will make those little miniatures. You ever see those little miniatures? You wonder how they do that. It's an app, and it's all on this miniature app. Makes miniature scene by simulating a tilt-shift lens effect. this is worth it to load down, not only because it's free, because it works and it's a lot of fun, and you'll have a blast with this. And again, I encourage kids to use this. It lets them be creative. It gives them, you know, immediate feedback on what they're doing, and it's loads of fun, and always a good thing, photography, and a nice hobby, no question about it. So now, folks, I'm going to show you what I think, at least for me, is the killer app of the month, probably of the year. Several weeks ago, maybe it was last week, I don't remember, I talked about my enormous frustration getting a photograph from my PC to my computer, because typically I'll shoot on a Nikon and my images are anywhere from 10 to 15 megs, and it's just too much to email. And sometimes I don't need that quality, but there are situations where I would like those photos on my phone, or vice versa. I want to transfer my photos from my phone, and it doesn't matter what kind of phone you're using, Android, the iOS, I don't care. But you still got to hook it up through the USB, and then you got to go through iTunes to transfer the photograph one way or the other. It drives me out of my mind. So I finally found an app, and here it is. This is absolutely fantastic, and believe it or not, it's free. This is called Photo Transfer App, available for free on your desktop, your Android operating system, and or the iOS. This is free. Get our free Mac app transfer to transfer your photos and videos. And you can download this, put it on your desktop. It's an app. You can put it on your phone. This thing works like it's just, to me, it's a blessing in disguise. Plus, it's free. So the way this works is pretty simple. You can go to your desktop, and I think I have the app here. Here it is here. So I'm going to open the app up. And you can also work this through the browser, which is nice. So you don't see that too often, where you get something that's totally flexible in terms of how you can select its operation. So this is going to open up, and essentially what's going to happen is you want to discover your devices. Now, this is the app. I'm going to grab my iPhone over here, and you have to have the app on for it to work. So I'm going to type in transfer, here, let's get this in, photo transfer. Here it is here. So I'm going to open this app up. There it is. And I think you can see this on my phone. There it is. So it says receive or send. I don't know if you can see that, but it says receive or send. And all I do is pick the photograph from my phone that I want to transfer, and click receive, and it will go, click send from my phone, and it will go right on my PC wherever I decide to put it. Or if I'm on my PC, I'll say send, whichever way you want to send, and it will show up immediately in my folder for my photos automatically. It works in a split second. You can transfer multiple photos, multiple videos. This has solved my problem. The only thing you got to make sure, if you want to do it wirelessly, is that your computer and your phone clearly are on the same network. If you're on someone else's Wi-Fi network, it's not going to work. You also have the ability to use a USB transfer, so it also allows you to very simply plug in a USB cable into your machine, whether it's a Mac, a Linux, it just doesn't matter. And the other end will go into your smartphone, again, whether it's an iOS or a Droid, and they handshake and the app comes up and away you go. So this app to me is probably the easiest solution that I have ever seen for transferring photos and or videos. Again, it's called Photo Transfer App. Photo Transfer App for the PC, for your Mac, whatever you want. It works real well. It's real free, and I absolutely love this app, so definitely check that out. You'll find how handy it is when you have to transfer a video back or forth. Really, it's one of those outstanding apps. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.